From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, left at least 27 people dead. It will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. The hotel is popular with politicians and civil servants. More on the attack from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
A prolonged Islamist siege on a hotel in the Somali capital ended on Sunday. At least 29 people were killed in the attack that began when a car bomb rammed the gates of the Mogadishu hotel late afternoon, breaking down its defences. Then gunmen stormed the building. The hotel was close to the presidential palace. Like others in the city, it was fortified and some Somali officials lived there for safety. At least 12 of the dead were police officers. Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. Officials reported the heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the casualties. Protesters in Erbil stormed the parliament building Sunday after Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced he's stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. Angry Kurds attacked members of parliament and journalists inside the building while a crowd outside waved Kurdish flags in support of Barzani. This is VOA News.